Oh well, oh well. That was our last event point for today. It was 2 days of Godocon 2023. Thank you very, very much for coming here. We have people here all over the world, from professionals that came here for the business sides of things, to hobby devs that want to connect, and to people who are maintaining the engine, but also people who are making games with it and are not interested in the technical part of the engine at all. So a lot of topics were discussed, the future, the past, the present, and a lot of requests were made. Such conventions are very important for a network for the engine, to people to talk about it, because Discord or Teams or chatting and seeing each other is not the same connection as drinking a beer with someone or like getting to know someone on a real physically. Oh, like on a real basis. we hope that we can organize the next 2024 soon. And of course, if somebody wants to help with this, they are always welcome in the Discord channel, because though it's a community event, as this convention here was organized by the community, it's also the engine is made by the community. And everyone here can contribute on their way, how they want to do it. You can write code, make requests, you can improve the engine, but not everyone is technically so gifted as maybe some others that we saw talks from today, the latest days. So there's also other ways, like you can hold meetups in your local city, you can become an influencer, talk about the engine, and of course you can make great games, because that's what the engine is all about. There were 26 talks and six videos recorded during the latest days. Four workshops were made. It was in total 17 hours and 25 minutes without the fireside chat in the end now. That's going to be published and on the Godot YouTube channel, and I guess already in the Chaos Computer Club video team, where you can watch it in the future. And in total, there were 270 participants coming here to this event, and most of them here in this room right now. Even if we didn't have too much space this year, we hope that next year we can help, we can make it a little bigger and bring more people together all over the world. By the way, it shouldn't surprise many of you, but most views on the live stream had, of course, a YouTuber here in the audience. Shout out to BitBrain. So we come to the end, and I want to thank all of our sponsors that make this realize, this event a reality. First of all, Microsoft, W4 Games, Ramatak, The Mirror, Do and I, Bippin Bits, Pineapple Works, and Super Nimbus. Without their help, there wouldn't be a convention like this. So thank you very much. Also, thanks to the security team that was here all over the weekend, every day from morning till evening. Thank you to the Microsoft event team that supported us, who looked that there's breakfast and snacks all the time to fill the fridges and the drinks. Thank the Chaos Computer Video Operations Center team that came here with 5 people to support the event. Thanks to the 8 angels that helped out on every station here and supported the staff. Thank you very much. Thanks to the three heralds that were in the beginning of each talk to introduce the speaker and the video that you will see when you come home or can watch when you come home. And thank you to the 23 speakers and 4 workshop hosts from the event. And Johannes started the event when he was here and had the opening remarks and pleasing everyone from the staff on stage. So we are 12 people. I would like to come everyone on stage to say a final goodbye together. That's the people who made it possible for the GodotCon 2023. And now it's time to say goodbye to each other, to everyone. Come home safely. We have to empty the venue until 6 o'clock, and until 5:45, the event area, the convention area, has to be emptied. So if you have jackets or anything back in the rooms where the talks were, get them now. And we hope you come home safely and tell everyone about the event. And I hope you made great connections. Thank you.